Very good morning to you and welcome back to the Morning Wide World Sports Update. Mike Pearsall here with you on the final day of the Masters. We'll run you through where things sit with the leading groups through about five or six holes in their final round. Of course, you can head to you can head online to check what's happening, or you can look on 9Gem, where Channel 9 has all the action through the morning as we find out who will win the green jacket. But as it stands, through four holes, world number one and overnight leader Scottie Scheffler leads by one stroke at 7 under par. He's one shot ahead of Colin Morikawa and Max Homa. Ludvig Åberg back at 5 under. And then rounding out the top five, we have Tommy Fleetwood and Bryson DeChambeau at 3 under. Australian Cameron Smith, he's the best of the Aussies at 2 under, level with Tyrrell Hatton. Smith did have a good start. He eagled the second hole, but then bogeyed the fifth. So Cameron Smith at 2 under, 5 shots off the pace. Just about to end his front nine in the final round. But as it stands, Scottie Scheffler, the man in the box seat, he's been in red-hot form. And if he can stay bogey-free for the rest of the round, you'd think he may just get himself the green jacket once more. Moving on from the golf, Dragons coach Shane Flanagan is praising his departing star Zach Lomax after another strong performance in their 24-12 win over the Tigers. Flanagan says he wants to make the most of Lomax's talent while he's in the red V.
I never doubted Zach's ability, that's for sure. It's his decision to want to leave the club, not ours. We've got him this year and we'll make the most of it, and he's doing an outstanding job on the wing, isn't he?
Tigers captain Abbie Corrissau says the loss at Campbelltown wasn't up to standard.
I think it just felt a world away from what we want to do. Train a certain way. We did a whole pre-season a certain way, and then we didn't bring that today. No, that's purely intent and execution.
Meanwhile, the Gold Coast Titans have fallen agonisingly short of their first win of the season after taking the Canberra Raiders to extra time. Kieran Foran had 2 field goal attempts before Jamal Fogarty secured the two points for the Raiders, as heard on Fox Sports.
Is this number 4 of his career? He's kicked it! Jamal Fogarty! You giants! He burns his former club in the most agonising fashion.
In the AFL, the West Coast Eagles have found their groove with a 39-point win over an injury-affected Richmond side. The Eagles' effort was underpinned by their mids and 18-year-old draft pick Harley Reid, who recorded his first AFL win, much to the delight of the 47,000-strong crowd. Eagles coach Adam Simpson was pleased with the win, but was also mindful of the hurdles of fielding a young team.
Yeah, the support was strong, and then the players played the game the right way, albeit I think Richmond are pretty banged up as well, so we've been in that position before where it's just been hard going trying to expose some younger players who perhaps aren't quite ready because of the injury toll, so we've sort of got a bit of perspective as well.
That full-time score, West Coast 109, beating Richmond to 70. Geelong thumped North Melbourne by 75 points, 139-64. UFC fans have been treated to an absolute delight in the MMA promotion's 300th edition. In the main event, Alex Pereira knocked out Jamal Hill to retain his light heavyweight title, but the highlight of the night in Nevada came with Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje agreeing to throw wild hands with just seconds remaining in their final round. Holloway clips Gaethje with 1 second remaining to win the lightweight title by knockout.
Goal! Gaethje face first on the canvas. Max Holloway wins the BMF title.
Oh my goodness!
An absolute stunner at UFC 300.
Back home at the National Athletics Championships, hurdler Michelle Jenicke stormed a victory in the women's 100-metre hurdles, successfully defending last year's crown. She has been announced as part of Australia's Olympic squad for Paris. Other track athletes named include Claudia Hollingsworth and Abby Caldwell for the 800 metres. In the men's 800, Peter Boll will be there. Jessica Hull for the 1500, Lauren Ryan at the 10,000, and race walkers Jemima Montag, Rebecca Henderson, Ridian Cowley and Kyle Swan. Some field athletes picked include high jumpers Nicola Ollie Slaggers and Eleanor Patterson, discus giant Matt Denny, and long jumper Chris Mitrevski. Over to the English Premier League, there's been a weekend of upsets. Liverpool beaten 1-0 by Crystal Palace at home in a major blow to the Reds' title hopes. Then Arsenal this morning stunned 2-0 by Aston Villa. Manchester City made no mistake against Luton Town on Saturday, winning 5-1 to move 2 points clear at the top with 6 games to play. Back home in the A-League Women Elimination Finals, the Mariners beat the Victory on penalties after drawing nil all, setting up a semi-final against Sydney FC. The Newcastle Jets on Saturday defeating Western United 4-2 to move into its own semi against Melbourne City. That's all we have time for this morning on the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you check in with 9GEM through the morning to catch all the latest action in the final round of the Masters. Mike Pearce has been here. I'll see you back here tomorrow.